So hi, welcome to Grown Ups Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
And we're here with...
And I'm Bassie from Between You and Me.
There are some questions to say about their new EP, Shit Yeah. So congrats on that, by the way. How do you feel about the response to it so far?
Thank you. Yeah, it's been good. It's been awesome. I think we're pretty proud of what's been happening so far. We're playing a lot of new songs before they're out on this last tour. So it's cool to see people getting around it.
Hell yeah. Pretty nice. The response, you guys have got to feel so good about the response. I mean, people seem to be digging the EP, did your first US headlining tour, and it did very, very well. Yes. I'm stoked for you guys. The EP is amazing.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
I feel like I've been fucking yapping about this EP too much in my free time, but it's fucking incredible. You guys did amazing. Everything that you're getting, the positive feedback, is well deserved.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. It's strange because we've been sitting on the songs for like a year now, or most of the songs anyway. Some of them have been out already, but it's sick to see that the last two tracks that came out before, like when everyone got to hear the final thing altogether, that those two tracks are really popping off as well. People are really vibing those. So it's been very nice. There has been some mixed reviews online from some publications, which have been pretty funny. Like some were pretty brutal, which is hilarious, but we just laugh at those when we keep moving forward. So
yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I was trying to kind of put together a timeline in my own head because I know that when we chatted with JT about Nevermind, that music video was recorded at the tail end of what, 2022, when you guys were here with State Champs. So like, is that kind of when it started, and when did you guys kind of wrap the EP up? Was the idea of an EP when that song came out, or did it form later?
I think it was later. I think we just wanted to put something out leading into 2023. So we had some time to figure out what we wanted to do, especially now being independent. Mm-hmm. So we were just like trying to wade through those waters. And then once we did Nevermind, and by the time we put it out, pretty much straight after that, we went into in April of 23, end of March of 23, we went into like a writing mode, and we did about 2.5 weeks. Probably like an hour and a half from where I live, with Sam, our producer, who did Armageddon, and Jack, the two guys that worked on that with us. So that's when we wrote the bulk of the music. And then probably up until the end of 23, like that's when we had like a festival to play in Indonesia. And I think the week before that, November 23, is when Jake finished all the vocals for it. So
wow. All right.
Yeah.
So I've been putting it together for a long time, but didn't sit on the finished product of all the songs for too long. And you guys were putting out singles that entire time.
Yeah, correct. So we had what came out, and In the Middle. And In the Middle didn't get finished. And like that was the one that took the longest lyrically for Jake, I think. And that was finished like 3 weeks before it came out.
Wow. Down to the wire.
3 or 4 weeks. Yeah, but really down there. But we work well in like a pressure cooker situation, I think. I think that's we got to like, what's the saying? You got to, I can't remember, something about coal and diamonds or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
a lot of pressure makes us like do some cool things. Like, and we kind of like throw everything aside and we go with like go on a whim of what feels good in that second. And it kind of works out for us so far anyway.
So is the freedom of no label just like you guys? There is no deadlines. When shit gets done, it gets done kind of thing. Or are you still setting it?
No, we kind of haven't had a plan since we've gone independent, which has been pretty bad, I would say, now in hindsight, thinking about the last year. But I think what we have been able to achieve and getting this EP finished really is a testament of like, not that we work really hard, but when we are working, we're focused. The hard part about being independent is there's no one on your back telling you when you need to put music out and stuff like that. Yeah. So we get pretty lazy. We like being home and like doing our normal life stuff, but we also love touring and putting out new music. So like trying to find that balance and being on ourselves to put that together is being the toughest part about, I think, being independent for sure.
Yeah, it's so funny that you say like there really was no plan once you went independent, because like from the outside looking in, you would see that there was a plan because the EP came out, you headlined the UK, you headlined the US, I believe you're about to headline Australia as well, correct?
In a couple weeks? In like 4 weeks,
So like all this touring supposedly off the back of a full project, that you'd think there was a plan because tours don't get booked in five minutes.
Correct. So we were actually supposed to do that US tour like September last year,
Yeah.
and we didn't have anything finished, and we're like, all right, we need to push this for sure. And we're like, so that, I guess that was like the deadline. We're like, we're doing this tour in March and in
Yeah.
February, and we need to have stuff ready. And the EP was actually supposed to come out before we went away, but I think it's working out now. We're rolling into Australia and we have the EP, so it's
Absolutely.
cool. It's, I mean, I'm glad it's working out, to be honest. It could have been a train wreck for sure.
Oh yeah.
Great.
Quite honestly. So is there any meaning behind the EP title or cover art?
The EP title, I think, when we were doing the Armageddon tour here in Australia, we stayed at a friend of a friend's parents' house on our drive back down from Brisbane. We were playing some shows in Sydney, and he kind of like off the cuff just said, "Shoot, yeah," and then Jake just started rolling with it, and it kind of became like a, I don't know, like our call to arms kind of thing in our band. Anyway, whenever something was good, that would be the exclamation that we would use. Like when we're in the studio writing the rest of the EP, we're talking about it, and we'd always say, Jake would always say it on stage, and it kind of just like we all just like agreed in one point. We're like, this is what we should call the EP, because it's like we've done the serious thing, like everything is temporary, then Armageddon, and then we're like, well, life's going to end sometime, so we may as well have some fun as well. So that kind of became it. And the cover art was just like, we used our friend Max, who did the In the Middle clip and the Never and the Yeah clip. We just asked him to run with it. We sent him the songs, and he was just, that's what he came up with. So we ran with it.
Nice. Hell
Fucking
yeah.
love it.
I think, it's, you guys are kind of creating like a saying for your fan base. So it just fits that you call a project that.
I think it also works well that we're Australian people can like vibe with that with us. So,
Yeah. Hell yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about your writing process for the EP?
Okay, so I mean, Nevermind was the first one, and that was kind of written to get like the ball rolling, but it wasn't even in the mix of songs when we went to record it. We had a different song that we were going to record, and then a week before, Jake's like, I got this chorus and this melody with the chord progression, and then everyone was like, that's already better than what we're going to record, even though the other song's finished, so let's just figure this one out. And then we sat on it for a while, like we just had Nevermind for a while, and Yeah was actually a demo from Armageddon that we just it just didn't really fit the vibe of that album, so we just left it off. But then when we went into record in March of 23, it was just like we all got together, we all like opened our Dropbox folders, and we're just showing each other what we liked for like a few days while we're there, and then we kind of narrowed it down to like 10 songs, that's basically it. And then Jake just sung on top of it, and we kind of didn't have any themes in mind for the EP. It was just like, let's just write some songs and see what happens, and whatever vibe they are, as long as we enjoy them, that's basically what the EP was going to be. So
Wow. So you guys just come together, say, all right, here's everything we've all individually been working on. Just throw some shit at the wall.
pretty much that's pretty much how it worked, because it was like Armageddon, it was like a big, like we like COVID happened, and we went like we're supposed to record it before COVID. We went back to the drawing board, we all started writing our own demos, and then came together. And this one, we had just all been writing separately, and we knew we needed to put out music, so we shared a little bit between each other and Sam, our producer. And then when we got into the studio, we just sat down for like 2 days listening to all the demos, what we liked, what we didn't like. We had a big like board written up of like yes, no, maybe songs. And then whatever Jake vibed really ended up being what the EP was. Like if he wasn't really feeling a song and the rest of us were, we weren't really going to force him to write lyrics to it. And that's what we got. And then he didn't really know. I remember him saying like, I have nothing to write about. Like, I don't know. So we were just like, I don't know, during that process and like talking about life and what we had been doing, because we hadn't seen each other for a few months before, kind of like pieced it together. And then that's what we got.
Gotcha.
Okay, so Jake kind of has like the final say on if you guys are going to continue a song or not.
I wouldn't say like the final say. There has been points where we all like a song musically, and he has some ideas, but it's not like his favorite. But by the end of it, we make sure, especially with all the songs, by the end of it, we make sure everyone has something that they like about a song, so we can all enjoy them. But I mean, if Jake's not going to sing on it, how are we going to put it out?
Yeah.
It's
Instrumental
usually a little
side project.
instrumental. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I just become a prog rock band and start writing lead lines as vocal lines.
did you mention that there were 10 songs that were picked, like from the batch? Did I catch that?
Yeah, so there was about 10 or 12 songs that we narrowed it down to, and then from those 12 we finished six.
Gotcha.
So
Okay.
there's still more music out there, not finished. Like it's like recorded, no vocals. I mean, we'll see what happens. We have been talking about the next record recently, so we don't know when we're going to go in and do that, but we always love writing. Like it's probably one of our favorite things to do collectively is write music together. So, and we have been talking about it, and then yeah, like I said, we have been talking about getting a plan together, so we'll see what happens in the future.
Put the plan together for the next
Yeah,
record.
exactly.
Hell yeah. So what song off this EP took the longest to write, and which one is your personal favorite?
Okay. Longest to write, I believe, was In the Middle. Jake couldn't finish the vote. Like he just like he I remember there being like the sorry, the chorus happened when we were in the studio. He had that done. And we were just like, this is the best chorus we have. Like by far. Like we all thought it was like the best chorus, but we're like, we need to hear what the verses are gonna be. And I think there was like four or five different like iterations of the verses that got sent through. And Jake, I remember talking to him about him and asking like how he's going, because no one wanted to get on his back, because when that happens, like he may get it like in his own head and it might not work out or whatever. And he was just like, well, I need to finish him this week. And whatever happens is going to be the song. And then whatever he wrote was that. So it wasn't until, yeah, like I said, start of November from March. So till the start of November is when we finished that one. And my favorite one off the EP is Every Morning, I think.
Yeah. Demo.
That one was actually a demo from, remember, we were in Toronto at the end of the Bearings tour. And we had like 4 days in Toronto, we were just hanging out. And we wrote a musical piece, and half of it was what Every Morning is, and half of it was a completely different thing. So we just cut that song in half and then finished that part. And then I told Jake, was like, I don't know what to write about. I'm like, let's just write like a sexy song that people can dance to. And
Damn
that's
right.
basically what happened. And it's like a lot of fun. Chris has a wild guitar solo on it. Like the groove of it is really fun. The actual guitar part that I wrote for it, I actually don't remember how I wrote it. Like, because when we went back to actually record it, I had to relearn it to record it again.
Just kind of blacked out, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So for this question, I want you to pick your favorite lyric off the EP and tell us the meaning behind it.
Oh, let me see. And there's a lot of deep lyrics on this for me personally. I think In the Middle lyrically is like the song that speaks to me the most. That and Kill My Vibe, for sure. I was going through like a breakup at the time, and then like I don't know, it just fit really well when I heard it. Jake kind of made me cry. So the lyric I like the most, it's in the middle. I think I have to find it. I don't know it off the top of my head. Said she got a new guy, want me at the same time, but how are you gonna say you love me? That
It's a banger.
one.
Damn.
Yeah. That one really hit me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Shit.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Out of curiosity, I'm curious like how you guys picked the singles for this EP. I mean, Nevermind was obviously a given.
Nevermind was a given. Yeah, it was a given because it was finished and we just needed to put a song out. But it also, like, Jake had been fighting for that song to be a single for like 2 years. Like,
Oh,
since the start
shit.
of Armageddon, he really wanted it on Armageddon. And I don't know, like, I was happy with it, but it just like in that time with all the songs together, it just wasn't fitting. So, and then we agreed like after Armageddon that it was going to be a single at some point because we had this song. And then In the Middle, I think we wanted either Every Morning or In the Middle to be a single, and Kill My Vibe. Kill My Vibe because we had the feature with Joe from Knuckle Puck on it. We thought it would be a good thing to put out as a single, especially if, like, to help the progression of the band and maybe get some more eyes on our band. So that one was always going to be a single. But yeah, In the Middle, I don't know. I think everyone just agreed in our band that could be the best song we've written to date. But Every Morning as well, I feel like everybody likes like a cock rock song. Everyone likes a Nickelback banger, so we feel like that's our Nickelback song. We thought that one
Oh,
was
yeah.
going to be a single, and like we kind of fought for it, but like just like the way things panned out, I think we made the better decision, because now everyone still likes that song. We didn't even push it, so
Yeah,
Yeah.
cool. Oh yeah.
Like in all the
It's a
comments I
fun
see online,
concept.
it's like every morning's a banger, every morning's a banger. I'm like, cool, it's still hitting with people. So
Yeah, when we talked about it on the podcast, I was like, "That's the ass shaker of all the ass shakers." And Glory's like, "But there's so many ass shakers on here." But I'm like, "No, this is the ass shaker on the EP. Like, this is the summer song on the summer EP."
Yeah,
Fair.
exactly. Yeah, I'm glad it's come out just in time for your summer as well. So it's gonna be cool to see how it goes there.
Yeah, hell
So
yeah.
fucking excited. Yeah. So, would you be able to tell us where your headspace is at while you're creating this EP?
Personally, kind of all over the shop. That breakup was very recent when we went into the writing and recording of this EP. So it was nice to be around all the boys and like be able to be creative and like vent to each other and use that time to like push through a dark place. So yeah, it was therapeutic for sure.
That's good.
Cathartic the whole time.
Hell yeah. So how do you recommend your fans to listen to CP for the first time? Should do in the car with friends and start with headphones on? Is workout EP, party EP? What do you personally recommend?
Ooh, I think grab yourself a drink, your favorite drink that you like to drink, Dr. Pepper Zero for me.
Okay.
Put some headphones on, sit in the sun, and just turn it up. Go for a walk. I don't know, mow your lawns, do a workout. Something that you enjoy doing, listen to that. I think it's the perfect soundtrack to just like hanging out and having your best type of day that you think you can have. You know what I mean? Like whatever your favorite day is, even if it's just getting up in the morning, going and get a coffee, whatever you enjoy doing, it's good soundtrack music to that.
Hell
Damn
yeah.
right. Can
Wholeheartedly agree.
confirm it's
Yeah.
great workout music. So
Yeah.
you guys nailed that. Damn right.
Thank you.
Of course. So this one should be super, super quick. Off top of your head, I want you to describe this EP for new listeners in three words. No more, no less.
Three words. Crazy, stupid fun.
Ah,
Yeah.
fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And
Yeah.
in that same train of thought, is there a certain feeling or emotion you want listeners to have going through the EP?
No, I want them to take whatever they want from it. That's the one thing we kind of agreed on. Like, we didn't really have any idea of what we were going to do when we wrote it. Like, we didn't know what it was going to be about, or we didn't have any plan really to write songs about this, songs about that. And because it means something to me that I've shared with you guys, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to mean the same thing to anyone who listens to it. So, clean slate when you listen to it, take whatever you want from it. Take nothing from it if that's what you want. Like just have a good time and listening to it. Because like especially like Kill My Vibe, I didn't really understand what Jake was talking about. And then I asked him what he wrote about, and he's like talking about stuff that he was watching me go through. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think that when I was like watching about it. So yeah, take whatever you want from it. It's totally up to you how you decide what the song's about, or the songs are about anyway.
That's a completely fair answer. Can't argue with
I
that.
love it. So, are you able to touch on any particularly challenging or standout moments from the creation of this EP, positive or negative?
Challenging moments, let me think. I mean, again, just keeping ourselves on task was very challenging. When we were at the house, it was very laid back. We were like a 1 minute walk from the beach every day. So like every morning, me and Jake would get up like 7, 8 o'clock, we'd go for a walk down the beach, come back. Then we also got addicted to playing golf in the backyard. We got all these plastic golf balls, and we invented a game where you had to chip a ball into a glass. And we would spend more time doing that than actually writing and creating stuff. So the challenging moment was to stay on task, and luckily we had Sam and Jack there to keep hounding us. But we worked like from 8 o'clock in the morning till like midnight every night. We're just like we'll be in and out cooking food, hanging out, and like it would just happen, as for lack of a better word, like everyone uses it, happened very organically. But it was also tough because like there was days where we were like, well, we're like 3 days behind, so we need to do this. Actually, there was a part in the middle there because we had to go do the Knuckle Puck tour straight after. We had to renew our visas like halfway through, and we were about 2 hour drive from the visa office from where we were. And there was a time when we didn't think we were going to make it to the KP tour because everyone had to fly out from Sydney, and I was the last one in Melbourne. So I had to pick up everyone's passports the day before I flew to Sydney, like 3 hours before I flew to Sydney. And then 10 hours later, we're flying from Sydney to LA.
Fucking crazy.
So
Holy
I just got
shit.
everyone's passports in time. So not to do with the recording, but in terms of our band, that was a bit of a challenge to do as well. And
That's
then we were
awesome.
talk. I was talking to KP. Sorry to cut you off. I
No,
was
go
talking
ahead.
to KP, and they were like, "I'm like, did you guys know that we like nearly didn't make this tour?" And they were like, "No, we had no idea." I was like, "Well, I mean, it doesn't matter now, but
Yeah,
yeah,
we're here.
we're
Yeah.
professionals,
here."
it's fine.
I don't know, man. Like being a band that tours internationally, I don't think I could do it. Like the amount of stress with the visas and all that shit, and the amount of times you see bands have to drop tours because of visa issues, especially post-COVID. Kudos to you guys. I'd be fucking sweating.
I mean, we have been in those situations. Literally the last tour we did, like we just came back. Our visas ended the day we landed in Australia.
Oh shit.
So like when we were planning the tour, we were telling our agent, like, we have to be gone by this date. And we booked it right up until the last, even when we came in, the border officer was like, "How long are you here for?" We're like, "We're here till the 8th." And he's like, "Lucky." I'm like, "Yeah, we know what we're
Yeah, damn right.
God
No,
damn.
and you mentioned the golf game. I have to ask, who was like the outstanding
The best.
champion? Yeah.
Well, Jai's a really avid golfer. He's
Okay.
pretty good. But Jack, the guy assisting on our recording, he produced all of Nevermind. Jack did. So because Sam was obviously like Jack produced it and then Sam mixed it. But he was spending a lot of time. He would be the one that, because like we'd be recording and because he's assisting, he wasn't always in the room needed or whatever. So we'd always be like riding and seeing out the window, just like practicing the whole time. We're just like
Grinding.
really wanted to get out there and challenge him, but we couldn't.
That's fucking hilarious.
Great. And for the last couple of questions, going to shift completely away from music. So, if you could be one animal for the rest of your life, what animal would you be and why?
I'm gonna go English Bulldog because like a lot
Oh.
of people love them, and I mean they're good cuddlers, so like at least I'll get hugs for the rest of my life, you know.
Yeah. All
Great pick. Great
right.
pick. And if you could have lunch with any celebrity or artist, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Oh, lunch. Well, they got to eat meat because I eat meat.
All right.
Okay. No
No, that's not
vegan, no
true. They can
vegans.
share
They
on
can eat.
plates?
Yeah, of course. I'm always a sharer.
Oh.
Probably Kurt Cobain. Yeah, just I don't know. Very inspiring, but also seemed very mentally challenged. So it'd be interesting to see like how different life was for someone who pre-social media, pre everything like that. I couldn't imagine how much harder life may have been for him. Like after that, that would have been insane. So
Yeah.
I don't know. And he seems very interesting. I like his music. Be cool to hang out.
Hell yeah.
Good pick.
And for this last question, boom, you're on a desert island. You can bring one movie, one album, and one person. Who and what are you bringing?
Dumb and Dumber
Great movie.
for the movie.
Okay.
Album, I'm gonna go with, this is gonna be bad. Something like Reliant K.
Okay.
And one person, probably Ryan Rumchucks. Me and him get along really well, and I think we'll just laugh the whole time at how bad out the situation that we are in is.
Sounds great. All
Right,
right.
sounds good. So as I said, that's all the questions you have today. Is there anything that you would like to plug?
The EP shoot, yeah, is out now. Go check it out. We're going to be touring Australia in the end of May. If you're listening from Australia, please come to the shows because they're the biggest shows we've ever done here. It's kind of daunting watching ticket sales go and knowing that the rooms that we're playing are like where I've seen bands like Neck Deep play, like POD, like huge bands have
Goddamn.
played at these places.
Yeah.
So very, very stoked for that. And yeah, just stay tuned. We're always working on new music. Hopefully be back in the States later this year.
Okay. All
Okay.
right. Hell yeah. Well, thank you, Styles. It's been Bassie from Between You and Me, and we have been the Good Noise Podcast.